The International Monetary Fund has cut its forecast for next year's growth of the Czech economy to 1.8%. A U.S. senator has again held up the nomination of the American ambassador to Prague, Norman Eisen. And German forest boy Ray might have spent time in the Czech Republic, according to press reports. The International Monetary Fund on Tuesday cut down its forecast of next year's growth of the Czech economy from a previously estimated 2.9% to 1.8% of the gross domestic product. At the same time, the IMF slightly upped its estimate for this year's growth to 2.0%. The renewed estimates are part of a global economy outlook which is threatened by the EU's debt crisis and the lack of a fiscal plan in the United States. The Czech Finance Ministry in July predicted the country's growth in 2012 at 2.5%. Several Czech analysts said the IMF's outlook for the Czech economy reflected worsening global conditions, but also warned that the reality might be much worse should the EU's leading economies slip into recession. The American Republican Senator Charles Grassley again held up the nomination of the American ambassador to Prague, Norman Eisen. The Czech news agency ČTK reported on Tuesday, quoting U.S. Senate records. This means that Mr. Eisen, who was appointed to the post at the end of last year for a period of 12 months, might soon have to leave office. Senator Grassley, who objects to Mr. Eisen's role in the sacking of another White House official, held up Mr. Eisen's nomination in 2009, but President Obama appointed him temporarily, taking advantage of a loophole allowing the president to push through nominations while Congress is in recess. The post of the U.S. ambassador to Prague had been vacant for 2 years before Norman Eisen took office. At a session of the Czech lower house that began on Tuesday, MPs are debating a constitutional bill that would introduce a popular vote for the president. The bill, however, does not enjoy overall support in the house, despite having been put forth by both the coalition and opposition parties. While the center-right coalition would like to increase the powers of a directly elected president, the opposition Social Democrats and Communists expressed concern that a head of state with extended powers might become a tool of partial interests. If approved by both houses of parliament and signed into law by the president, it would allow people to choose the successor of Václav Klaus in a direct vote in 2013. The German forest boy Ray, who emerged from a forest near Berlin earlier this month and whose identity remains a mystery to the German authorities, might have lived in the Czech Republic and buried his father there, Germany's Bild and the UK's Daily Mail newspapers reported on Tuesday. The boy, who is believed to be between 16 and 18 years old, told the authorities he had been living out in the wild with his father for the last 5 years. When his father died weeks ago, the boy buried him and went north, as his father told him. The papers quote a spokesman for the German police as saying his father could possibly be buried in the Krušné Hory mountains in northern Bohemia. Czech police have reportedly joined in the investigation. The number of Czechs filing for early retirement in the first 8 months of 2011 tripled compared to the previous year, according to government figures released on Tuesday. More than 66,000 people filed for early retirement in that period. The authorities believe the increase was triggered by a change in the retirement law, which will take effect at the end of the month and is generally expected to decrease retirement pensions. Olympic speed skating champion Martina Sáblíková on Tuesday failed to qualify for the 2012 Summer Olympics in London in cycling, after she finished 28th in time trial at the World Cycling Championships in Copenhagen. To qualify for the London Olympics, the 24-year-old athlete needed to finish 8th at the worst. The speed skater took cycling as part of her summer preparation, but has since competed in this sport as well. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days should be mostly overcast with morning fogs and occasional rain showers. Daytime highs should reach 22 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.